It is a view after PSG 2 Liverpool 0. We'll start with the formation change, Neil. It comes by surprise, first and foremost. I think you can argue the optics of it. You can definitely talk about the selection relating to it. I personally don't feel like it's a bad plan, really. I think some of the stick that he's got for it has been a bit harsh, but I'm interested to see you and hear your thoughts on it.
So I don't like it. I don't like a back three, and I don't like I just don't like a back three in general. And I can't be bothered at times with a shape change for a one-off game. When things are flying for us, one of the things I always like to see is the opposition's done something that they rarely slash never do. It always makes me think, well, okay, let's see how this plays out. But ultimately, I am sort of all right with it, in that I feel as though he had to do something, and I think he also had to signal something. Today is different. Today is about something that's a little bit different. And you might not like what it's about. I'm going to say signal, I mean internally. I don't really care about externally, and I think we're well beyond the idea of worrying too much about optics. I think the thing he needed to signal to them was, we're going there and we're going to suffer. And you need to be all in on the fact that we're going to suffer a bit. It's going to be hard. This is about survival, getting out the other side, and it's next week where we're going to try and do the business. If the grief is from TNT or any of that nonsense, then, you know, I really don't care. If it's from Liverpool supporters, you know, I think it's worth remembering from nowhere. Rafa Benitez throws in two left backs at the Stadio dell'Alpi when Liverpool go there in the 2-1 up. Not a formation that you saw them play very often. Liverpool get through that night. They get through that night with a clean sheet. This side didn't manage to do that. But the thing I think it does is it just makes clear to them what it is that they're viewed as being up against and what it is that they need to do to get out the other side of it. So I'm, you know, if he's had stinging criticism, because I've sort of stayed away from a fair bit post, just doing our stuff and then getting up this morning and cracking back on, then I just think, you know, as I say, I'm not in favour. I don't like lots of aspects of it. It's not what I want in an ideal world. I don't like the fact that it's come to this, but you've got to be in the moment that you're in. And in the moment that he's in, he decides to do something that is genuinely quite different. And, you know, let's be clear, if he'd have gone out with a one goal deficit, I think we'd be calling it a relative success. As it is, the two goal deficit, the fact that it crumbles a little bit last 15, I think makes it feel less successful. But the tie is alive back at Anfield, and that was thing to tick off number one.